Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are going to learn Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey, and we're continuing to discuss being Torim from one type of produce on another type of produce. So says the Mishnah, in Tomer Mimin al She'inomino, you're not allowed to separate Truma from one type of produce for another type of produce, meaning you can't take from apples and oranges and apples, and you know, wine on oil and wine, you know, that type of thing, because the Torah says, Kol Chelev Yitzar V'chol Chelev Tirosh V'dagan. The Torah identifies, Chelev always means Truma, because Chelev means the fattiest or the choicest or the best, and you're supposed to give the best of your stuff for Truma. So it identifies separately the Truma of Yitzhar and the Truma of Tirosh. So you see that oil and wine need to be separate Trumas. You're not allowed to be Torim from one or the, on the other. V'im Taram ain't Trumas or Truma. And if you did that, if you took some wine and said this should cover the rest of the wine as well as the oil that I have, it does not work. It doesn't work to cover the oil that you have. Kol min chitim echad. Now when you're trying to figure out what is considered the same min and what is considered separate minim, all types of wheat are considered the same thing. There are a lot of different varieties of wheat that exist. As the Bartanur points out, afal gav de'ika shachmasis ulavana, there's white wheat and there's red wheat and there's different types of wheat, but they're all considered the same thing. Kol min te'enim ugrogro sudvela echad. All types of figs are considered one, whether it be fresh figs or dried figs or pressed figs, that are all considered the same thing. Not only that, we know that the Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin, when it talks about the questions that we ask Edim when they testify, so one of the questions that we might ask them is that if the crime happened under a tree, was the tree a tree that was growing red figs or white figs, meaning there are different types of figs in terms of color as well. So that's also, it's also considered Echad. It's all considered one thing, all different types of figs. Vitorim is Elza, and therefore you're allowed to be mafresh truma from one on the other. Now, not only do you have to be mafresh truma from the same min, the stuff that you are mafresh as truma is supposed to be the very best stuff. So kol makom sheish kohen tore min hayafa. So if there's a kohen around, then it's very easy. You just take the best stuff and you give that to the kohen. So if you have fresh figs and dried figs, so fresh figs are better, they taste better, so you should give that to the kohen rather than dried figs. But v'kol makom she'ein kohen, but what if there's no kohen around? Now you might be mafresh fresh figs, and fresh figs are definitely the best, they're definitely tastier, but you might not find a kohen for another month, and your fresh figs in a month from now are going to be gross, they're going to be all rotten and spoiled, whereas if your mafresh dried figs in a month from now, they'll still be perfectly good dried figs. So when you have to take from the best, is it, you know, that you're keeping the kohen's best interest in mind, or is it right now in the maisa hafrasha that you are being mafresh the very best? So the Mishnah says, if there is a kohen, if a kohen is present, said it's easy because you're giving him the best, you're being mafresh the best, you take the fresh figs. But when there's no kohen, tori min ha-miskayim, then just take from whatever is miskayim, whatever is going to last longer, because you don't want by the time you give it to the kohen, it's not going to be good anymore, so you want to take dried figs. Rabbi Yehuda omer li olim hu tori min ha-yafa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you always take from the yafa, and the Bartanur explains, tichsiv baharim chemes chelbo li olam bi'inun chelbo vi'pasad yivsad, that you always take the chelev, the choicest, the best. Meaning it seems to be that Tanakam and Rav Yehuda are arguing whether this din of giving the yafa, of being mafresh, the very best, is a din in the nesina lekohen or a din in the hafrasha. Meaning when it comes to being mafresh shumas maisos, the Tosus Rid writes, and the Yehuda was mechabin to this on his own, when it comes to being mafresh shumas maisos, there's tzvei dinim. There are two dinim in being mafresh shuma. Number one, there's a mitzvah's hafrasha, that when you take, when you designate something as truma, that right away makes the whole rest of the produce no longer tevel, it makes it chulin, and therefore mutter to eat. But then there's a separate mitzvah of nesina lekohen, that you have to give it to the kohen, and you always have to give a kedei nesina, you give a proper amount to the kohen, it has to be a respectable giving. But the din that you have to do truma from the very best, what is that din? Is that a din in the hafrasha, or is that a din in the nesina? Do you have to be mafresh the very best, or do you have to be no sein to the kohen the very best? And the nafkamina lechora is this case. If you're At the time of the Hafrasha, the very best is one thing, but at the time of the Nesina, the very best is something else. So that is the Machlokas Tanaim. Now Mishnah Hay tells us as follows. Again, continuing to talk about being Torim from Yafa and Ra'a and vice versa. Tomrin Batzel Katan Shalem V'lo Chatzi Batzel Gadol. Truma has to be separated where if there's no Kohen around, you should take a whole small onion rather than a half of a big onion. Even though big onions taste better, but a whole onion is going to last a lot longer than a half an onion will last, and therefore you need to do that which is miskayim. But l'shitaso, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loki elechati batzel gadol. Rabbi Yehuda is one that says that you have to be mafresh whatever the very best is, and right now the very best is the half of a large onion rather than an entire small onion. So now it used to be that in times of the Mishnayos, people who lived in bigger cities would eat a certain type of onion. People who lived in small villages would eat another type of onion. So Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you always go with what is best right now, and you don't have to think about when you're going to have access to a Kohen and what will be best at that time. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Tomrin b'tzolim b'nei hamedina ala kufrim. You can be torim onions for that are eaten by people who live in big cities, that to cover onions of people that live in villages. But not in the reverse. Why? Because onions of people who live in the cities are a high level food. That's considered a very chashuv food, means that they taste better. So even though the onions of people who live in villages last a longer time, Rabbi Yehuda paskins that I don't care about what lasts. You don't look at the miskayim, you look at that which is yafa. That's what the Bartanur explains. Betzalim shel b'nei ha-medina hu machal la'anashim chashuvim. The betzalim of b'nei ha-medina is considered to be a chashuv ha-meichel. V'im yafim yoser me'osin shel b'nei ha-kfarim. They are better onions than those that belong to villagers. Politikin b'nei platrin shel melachim. Politikin is a lashon of like the king's palace, like the kings in the king's court. This is what gets eaten. My guess is that this relates to market conditions, that in the big cities there's a lot more turnover. They sell things much more quickly, so things in stores go quickly and they get eaten quickly, and therefore they don't need to find things that last a long time. So they can have very fresh produce, even if they find, so if they find something delicious, even if it doesn't last long, that's what they'll eat. Whereas in smaller towns, they only get a shipment of onions or of figs or whatever produce they have once in a long while, so they're always going to be interested in that which is miskayim, in that which lasts longer, otherwise they'll end up having to throw out a lot of the produce. So to quickly review what we learned today, we said that you have to be mafresh from the same min on each other, but all types of wheat and all types of figs are considered the same. And then we had a machlokas tanoim. What if your choice is to take that which is the very best or that which is going to last the longest? So if there's a kohen available, certainly you take that which is the very best. But if there's no kohen available, that's a machlokas tanoim, where the Tanakhama says you take that which lasts, and Rabbi Yehuda says you take that which is the very best. And that's why they argue. When you have a half a large onion which will not last, or a whole small onion which will last, and there's no coin available, that is exactly the machlokas Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, and this plays itself out when it comes to the different types of onions for city dwellers and villagers. That city dwellers have higher quality onions but less lasting onions. So that also plays out in this machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Bezhem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav.